Graduation starts at Morehouse at 11 a.m. Sunday. If you don't have a ticket, don't show up on campus because you won't be allowed into the ceremony. If you do have a ticket, you need to arrive between 6 and 9 a.m. to get through security. Morehouse officials say they won't let you in if you're late, and you should expect airport-like protocols. Dave Wilkinson, who spent 9 years of his Secret Service career on presidential detail, says that's par for the course.
The Secret Service will basically mandate that anything they could possibly use as a weapon will not be allowed into the event. So clearly anything like a pocket knife or anything would not be allowed.
Wilkinson says you should also forego any plans to bring a big banner to give your graduate a shout-out. If the banner's on a stick, you probably won't be allowed to keep it. And even though rain's in Sunday's forecast and graduation's outside, Morehouse says you will not be able to bring an umbrella. Whether the president flies into Atlanta via Hartsfield-Jackson or Dobbins Air Force Base, there will be tight security all along the route.
Well, they will close the roadways down, but they'll do it at the absolute last moment, and they'll open them back up as soon as they possibly can.
Also, for security reasons, the White House will wait as long as it can to announce the exact route of the presidential motorcade. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.